The first question I always ask is, why are you here? You know, not what's your name, you know, because I've already got that from, you know, my paralegal. But I meet with every client. I also spend anywhere from an hour to an hour and a half. And I know that sounds crazy. You know, how can you spend that much time? It saves me so much time, because I would rather spend an hour and a half to decide I don't want the case rather than spend the next 2 years wondering why the heck did I take this case. It seems to work, because you want that person to understand what they need, what they want. So when you ask them, why are you here, you get all kinds of interesting answers. You know, it's anything from, I want him in jail. Well, that's good, but you're in the wrong office. You know, we can set you up with the DA, we can set you up with the sheriff. Or, how many of you heard, all I want is my property damage paid for and my medical bills, right? Anybody heard that? And then a year and a half later, when you get a huge offer, they say, no, it's not enough, right? Well, what happened? Well, part of it is things change. They get mad, and rightly so. Part of it is they really didn't have an expectation of what was going to happen. One of the things you can do when they first come in is say, what are you wanting? You know, what are you expecting out of this? Have them write it down, right? Just whatever you want. What do you think you know, what is your goal in this? I want my medical bills paid and I want my property damage. All right, why don't we write that down so we're all on the same page? A year from now, when you get an offer substantially more than that, you can kind of say, here's what you wanted originally. What's changed? All right, and they really won't have a good answer except they're mad, which is somewhat of a good answer. The topic is on case selection, you know, and understanding what you're talking about. Does anybody here speak French?